From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. A major effort to overhaul the bail system in Texas was rolled out on Thursday. According to the Texas Judicial Council, counties spend more than $900 million every year to lock up people before their court date. Three quarters of people in Texas jails are being held pre-trial, which means they haven't been convicted of a crime. Houston Senator John Whitmire says many of them could be safely released, but they're stuck behind bars because they can't cobble together enough money to bond out. It's a broken system, he says, that also lets potentially dangerous people go because they have the cash.
Today, if you're a violent offender and you can afford a very expensive bond, you pay it and go back to your, in my judgment, oftentimes criminal practice.
Whitmire, a Democrat, joined up with Representative Andy Murr, a Republican, to introduce a sweeping reform package. It would require judges to use data to better assess the risk of a defendant not showing up for trial or committing a crime. It would also make judges consider releasing low-risk, nonviolent defendants without an upfront fee. Many top Texas judges back the effort. Supreme Court Chief Justice Nathan Hecht says we shouldn't punish people who haven't been convicted and aren't likely to cause trouble.
These are people who would go back home, try to hold on to their jobs, try to hold on to their families, come back for their court appearance, try to, you know, hopefully get their lives straightened out. But they wouldn't be a burden on society and on the taxpayers.
The reform package wouldn't entirely do away with cash bail, but the bail bond industry in Texas worries it'll put them out of business. And it's gearing up for a major fight. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.